Morning, church family.
Good morning.
I thank you, my church family, for always being, you know, present and with your prayers and your witness of your faith. It's been a great grace to be here for 3 years now and to be your pastor. And I thank you for, and I ask you to please to continue to keep me in your prayers and continue to support me as we support each other as a church family that's built on faith through Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So I thank Father Bochansky for appointing me here as and installing me as the pastor and this great homily, giving the words of wisdom and encouragement. I appreciate everything. I thank Monsignor Brito for being here, who's our dean for our deanery, and being present here at the installation mass and I thank my several brother priests that are present here as well. We have I have priests from the seminary, and they were my professors. Monsignor McGee was my professor in the seminary, and I thank him for being present. And I thank also Father Frank Chaffray, who was also a professor at my the seminary, and he is in charge of the spiritual year. And so we have all the seminarians here that are on the spiritual year. And our own seminarian, Joshua Brooks, who is also in a spiritual year, because he's on a spiritual year, he's unable to be present here, but we're blessed to have a seminarian who's studying, and he's in his second college now at the seminary. I thank my brother priests from Arlington that are here, Father Panada and Father Porchia, who are from Arlington, Virginia Diocese. So I thank everyone that was involved in this mass. I have my music director, Ms. Tanya, and my choir here, who've done a phenomenal job. I thank my knights and ladies of auxiliary, Peter Clavers, that are present here. And I thank all the organizations, especially the Legion of Mary, that's always been present. Every Sunday, they greet all of you. Every Sunday, they always share the bulletin, share their joy, and they're constantly always ministering in so many different ways in our church family. And I'm grateful for them and their ministry in this church family here at St. Martin. I'm also grateful for the communication ministry, who are working always every Sunday as well, faithfully. I thank my pastoral council, my finance council members, for all their work that they do for our church family as well, and the staff. Hopefully I didn't forget anyone. But I'm grateful for everyone who is present, and I want a special thanks for the parishioners for my church family and the Nativity of Our Lord who are present here as well, who came all the way from Warminster. I'm also grateful to our Sisters of St. Joseph, Sister Nancy, Sister Mary Welsh, Sister Margaret, and all the religious sisters who are present here. So I'm grateful to everyone. I also have my school administrators here with one of our students from West Catholic. So I thank you for coming to be a part of the celebration as well. So forgive me if I forgot anyone, but I'm grateful to everyone that's present. Yes, my parents and my family are here, right here in the first pew. They don't like it when I point out that they're here and things like that, but I guess it's okay for this day, at least.
Yeah, right. Yeah.